raore poriahu vereko nyameara.
Let us pray. Malia dinijini idijiniji, nihil ai, nakanaka ai, nilindest aego, it's done. Ta'al adso bagadi, na nakani a adlo bakani, chinichini Jesu. Malia dinijini dijin, ayuit e bama, baagi adanit e naka. So dilizin dijin, ayo o at e ai. Ayo o o oni, ke a ado, nda silbil, bijiji, ameni.
And so the Dene say, let us be welcoming and encouraging to all around us. We can each learn and teach from our own life experiences. After prayers, we end with the words meaning peace has returned. Peace has returned. We say it four times after our prayers. Four times to the four directions, four elements, four stages of life, and other representations. We say, Hojo nahashidi, hojo nahashidi, hojo nahashidi, hojo nahashidi. And so the women of the Dene pray, and we pray with them. In beauty may we walk, all day long may we walk, through the returning seasons may we walk, on the trail marked with pollen may we walk. With grasshoppers about our feet, may we walk. With dew about our feet, may we walk. With beauty, may we walk. With beauty before us, may we walk. With beauty behind us, may we walk. With beauty above us, may we walk. With beauty below us, may we walk. With beauty all around us, may we walk. In old age, wandering on a trail of beauty, lively may we walk. In old age, wandering on a trail of beauty, living again may we walk. It is finished in beauty. It is finished in beauty. Ho ho jo nahajidi, ho jo nahajidi, ho jo nahajidi, ho jo nahajidi.
Salam aleikum.
ada gore gangans kwas chikai garis chadra khwa am chiti khwi elo khi nami aboga kwa kansi ngara khaba ngisise amen.
A Short Story of Falling by Alice Oswald. It is the story of the falling rain, to turn into a leaf and fall again. It is the secret of a summer shower, to steal the light and hide it in a flower. And every flower a tiny tributary that from the ground flows green and momentary is one of water's wishes. And this tale hangs in a seed head smaller than my thumbnail. If only I, a passerby, could pass as clear as water through a plume of grass, to find the sunlight hidden at the tip, turning to seed, a kind of lifting raindrip. Then I might know, like water, how to balance the weight of hope against the light of patience. Water, which is so raw, so earthy strong, and lurks in cast iron tanks and leaks along, drawn under gravity towards my tongue to cool and fill the pipework of this song, which is the story of the falling rain that rises to the light and falls again.
Dios Padre y Madre, cuida de nosotros Acompáñanos y guarda cada uno de nuestros pasos al salir de aquí. Amén.
Embarking coincides with endings. For us to start on the journey, we must say farewell to the path as we have known it. Embarkation is a natural place of anxiety. It comes with so many unknowns. So many things to plan, account for, worry about. And yet, we have encountered new thoughts, new ideas, new people. We have embraced new ways of seeing the world and new stepping stones along the path. And now we are called to embark on exciting new pathways to unknown places. Beginnings are renewed calls to faith in God. Here's some good news. No matter how new the path is that you've now discovered, new journeys for us are not new for God. When we embark on new pathways, we will find a familiar friend, embrace an encounter with this traveling companion, who is more than a friend to us. Amen.
As we prepare to sing the last song, we know that this has been a journey. You have heard languages that are unfamiliar to you. You have been in prayer, and that is part of the journey. Not always understanding what is being said, but knowing that it is prayer and that it is about encounter and embrace, sharing of peace. This last song is a song that might be familiar to you in that it is, help me out here, Raphael.
Taken from the tradition of the Negro spiritual, adapted from the tradition of the Negro spiritual.
Yes, and it was adapted by a fellow local member named Isaiah Taimani, who is a descendant of the kingdom of Tonga. And he takes a concept like love, peace, justice, and they become people and characters in this song's story. There will be moments where there is a call and response, and we do want to teach this one part because we'd love for you all to sing with us. But when the caller says, "Soon and very soon she's coming," you respond, "Soon and very soon." Yes, thank you. So let us sing the last song of the evening.
Soon and very soon. Anti-racism curriculum that they have been working on all year and that this community has been participating in. I know many of you have been inspired by the sessions this week, and if you want to get a flavor, get a sense of grassroots work happening around this kind of study, there is a lot to learn from the Holden staff and their efforts. So they have some time set aside, about 45 minutes this evening, to share with you their work, what they have been working on, and then tomorrow you are invited into the conversation, and there are resources for study for you to join that dialogue around a very particular topic. This has been an important rhythm in our community throughout the winter, and the staff would like to invite you into it if you would like to come this evening. So Creekside, 8 o'clock, and then tomorrow there will be another opportunity. Thank you so much.
Thank you.